As many of you already know, there were some vile, repellent things that happened at Disney World over the past few years. Starting when I found that child in the refrigerator, inside Minnie's house at Toontown. The only positive I can think of that's come out of this, though, is that I came to understand what my true purpose in life was. I was determined to stop that demented freak who had spread so much pain and suffering throughout Disney over the years. That beast who is referred to in local legend as the Cartoon Man. I spent months using up every waking hour I had visiting Disney World, scanning the parks, to see if he had left a trace of his whereabouts anywhere. This was how I came across something hidden in the caves on Tom Sawyer's Island, inside Magic Kingdom. My findings added a whole new layer to what this fiend was truly capable of, and I now have a hint of what his motivations were all along. There's a cavern deep inside those caves, where these depressions in the rock wall have been designed to resemble a face. Up inside the mouth, I found a burrow hole containing a demonic shrine that I believe the Cartoon Man built. It was terrifyingly clear that some sort of dark ritual had been performed there. Along the outside of the shrine were various items owned by the children the man had taken over the years. There was a blankie from little Hannah Matthews, who was abducted at the Polynesian late last year, as well as pacifiers and a very old Mickey ear hat from probably the 1970s. I kept this, recognizing it probably had some significance for him, considering he hung on to it as long as he had. Then at the center of the shrine was a strange formation of little human bones stacked up in a circular pile with photos of Goofy, Pluto, Mickey, and Walt Disney at the top. The photos all had upside-down crosses drawn on them in blood. I can only imagine how many children lost their lives in order for him to complete this. On the ground next to the shrine, there was also an internal map of the Splash Mountain ride, which I figured could be the location of his newest hideout. So I took the map in Mickey ears and headed towards the ride. On my first time riding, I didn't notice anything out of the ordinary. I wasn't all that familiar with that ride though, so I went on again and filmed the entire thing. Still not really noticing anything out of the norm, I decided to head home for the night and maybe check out the footage later. Then after comparing my footage with video off YouTube, I found something truly disturbing. As I'm sure you all know, this ride contains various cartoonish animatronics and figures that visually illustrate the story of Briar Rabbit. Well, there's a scene in there when the Briar Rabbit has his hands behind his head and is sitting back looking at the thorny briar patch. In the videos off YouTube, there were no other characters in the scene aside from him. But in mine, there was a silhouette of a tall, fox-looking character in the background, hiding in the shadows, appearing like he was stalking the rabbit. It stayed inhumanly still, and honestly did look like all the other sculptures on the ride, but I knew, somehow, this had to be him. So I went back later that week on the emptiest night I could, and during the fireworks, made my way onto the ride. I made sure there was very few people there to allow for what I was planning to do, which was getting off the ride vehicle and exploring the set. I was given insider knowledge by a cast member I knew as to where all the cameras were pointed, so I knew just the spot where I could jump off and not be seen. I trekked carefully through the ride, making sure to hide underneath and behind set pieces anytime I could. Then, as I arrived in the scene where I had seen the figure, I found myself overwhelmed with fear. I took out a butter knife I had sharpened from the Be Our Guest restaurant and held it out in front of me. The figure stared down at Briar Rabbit with these hollow dark eyes and lifeless frozen face. As I approached, I noticed he didn't look exactly the same as he did when I had seen him in Toontown in the past. Before, he looked more like the victim of amateur surgery, with scars and awkwardly matching pieces of skin sewn together. but now his face was smooth and almost like an actual cartoon character. I considered that maybe it wasn't him somehow and possibly was inspired by him, but I had to make sure. So I advanced towards him, and glaring into his eyes, swiftly stabbed him in the stomach. After not penetrating its skin, I tried 3 more times and completely bent my knife. There was no blood or reaction or anything from the figure. Astonished, I decided to give up and find the emergency exit so I could sneak out. But when I turned away, I accidentally dropped the Mickey ears out of my back pocket, almost losing them in the river. I cringed as a noise emanated from the direction of the figure. It was like a long, drawn-out cracking sound, and when I looked back, I witnessed the hideous figure coming to life. It stepped towards me with anger in its eyes, staring down at the Mickey hat. I grabbed the Mickey ears off the ground and sprinted away as fast as I could. Not finding an exit, I made my way toward the waterfall at the mouth of the cave. As I turned back to see how far away he was, I gazed up and witnessed him, hideously skittering on all fours across the ceiling of the cave, like some kind of huge demonic arachnid. Horrified, I dove into one of the log flumes, just before it went over the edge. The creature jumped down and tried to grab onto me, but I hung onto his arm and pulled him over the side with the boat, causing him to tumble down horrifically. Once I got to the bottom, there was a crowd of cast members and security waiting for me. They had seen the video footage of me grabbing someone and pulling them over the edge, and it really didn't look good. I was questioned in the office inside the ride, to which I repeated my story over and over to them, the same one that I had been telling people for years, with a fairly similar response. Although they saw the video, so I'm not sure how they were planning on explaining what had happened. Once the police joined us in the room, I felt as though I should be scared, but nothing could overshadow the joy I felt. I had gotten him. This thing was finally over. As the police handcuffed me and escorted me down Main Street towards the exit of the park, I gazed up at all the beautiful shops and buildings, elated. I knew I would never be allowed back into the park again, but at least it was safe for others now, and they could enjoy it. You can imagine my disappointment, though, at the moment when I noticed a shadow of a man up on top of one of the buildings, with the silhouette of a snout protruding from its head. I screamed and shook at the officers to look up, but once they did, the shadow was already gone. I turned my head to look at the other side of the street, and unbelievably, up on one of the buildings over there, I saw him. He had moved an inhuman distance in seconds. I gazed in awe as the shadow put up its hand and waved a slow, satisfied goodbye.